Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Hi, Shani. My zip code is 75751.
Okay, thank you for that. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Alfred Chandonnet.
Okay, Mr. Chandonnet. I got you. Can you verify your address for me?
Well, on here it says 732 East Corsicana Street. Apartment 485, Athens, Texas.
Okay, thank you for that. I do have the account pulled up here where I'm showing your last order was for your three-month one-time shipment of the Omax Omega-3. How can I help you?
Well, I didn't order this. What is the date on that?
On the 20th of January.
I didn't order this. I didn't order this. And you have an old address.
Okay, I'm showing that you called in to place your order for your Omega Pure, for your Ultra Pure?
No.
So you didn't call in on the 20th?
No.
Okay, do you know who could have called in to place the order?
I have no idea.
Because we would have gotten your gotten your card information over the phone.
What card information did you get?
Your credit card information in order to pay for your products.
I understand that. What was the card number?
The last four digits, 0968.
No, that's not my card number.
The MasterCard ending in 0968, that's not yours?
No.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you on hold?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just a moment, okay? I do appreciate your patience.
Okay.
All right, I do appreciate your patience on that. I did just have to verify when the order was placed. So you say you don't remember calling in. Have you received these products?
I haven't. I see this old address, and that address is probably 5 years old, 4 years old.
Okay, you haven't been there in 4 or 5 years?
No. And what was the number again?
The last four, it was a MasterCard ending in 0968.
Well, that's not my number. It may have been my number when I ordered 4 or 5 years ago, but it's not my card number now. And you were paid? The account went through?
Yes, sir, it did go through.
Well, somebody's out money.
Okay, so it's not your MasterCard. Have we cleared that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, I'm very confused how I got this order and it's not my card.
Okay. How did you know about the order if you didn't receive it and it's not your card that was billed?
No. I received it. I just got
okay.
it.
Okay. So you received it to the
address. And I'm at a different address now. It still came to me. But I guess the UPS driver knows my name. I've had stuff sent to me, obviously.
Okay.
I'm very confused.
Just bear with me.
Okay. I shall.
So we can find out what's going on. Is your phone number 903-275-1474?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still using the 903-286-4017?
What? What number?
903-286-4017.
That's a very old number. No, I'm not using that anymore. That was a company phone I used 4 years ago.
Okay. But again, the card that was billed, that's not your MasterCard, correct?
I don't have this card now. And I'm hoping they didn't use that card number and put it on my card. But I don't see it in my account. I was just looking. I don't see that amount coming from my account.
Okay. Well, as far as the products, Mr. Chandonnet, we do not have a return policy, so you are welcome to keep that.
Well, I don't want to keep something that I didn't buy.
I understand, but we don't have a return policy, so the warehouse is not going to allow those shipments to come back, regardless of if they're opened or not. So you are welcome to keep the Omega 3 that you did receive. You don't have to return it at all. And what I was doing, I was trying to see the checking on here to see who called in on the account and placed the order.
They used that phone number, though, that 4017?
That's the number that I have on the account. That's why I was asking which phone number, so that way we could check and see who called in on the account to place the order.
Well, that's the number on the account. Is that the number they used? Because that
no,
was
sir.
A company.
I wanted to double check. That's why I was asking. I just wanted to verify
okay.
the telephone number.
Well, this is screwy, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's actually kind of good because it's not you that's being billed for it. I'm not sure who went out of their way to spend $119.95 and send it to you.
Well, it's not good at all because I don't use it, and they're out $119, and they don't
right.
have the product.
But it was sent. It was billed in your name, and I'm not sure as to why. But we'll certainly find out.
All right. Would you do me a favor and take my account off of there completely so we don't go through this again?
There is no recurring billing for it. It was a one-time order.
I remember, I think I ordered this years ago.
Yeah, you had an account the last time on this particular account. You ordered the same product, but that was back in 2015. That's the last time you made an order with us.
Yeah.
Up until the 20th of this month.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it didn't help me then, so.
Well, the Omega-3, the fish oil, is good for your bone health as well as your immune system, and it also is a natural blood thinner as well if you have any complications with your blood clots.
Well, the only problem I have is I had a stint, and I have to take medication for that. Other than that, I'm perfectly healthy.
Okay.
Isn't that a shame? I don't know what to do with that. I guess I'll call my bank and make sure I didn't get charged.
Yeah, if you can, please make sure and double check that that's not the MasterCard that was billed. Again, the last four digits of that MasterCard.
0968.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll double check it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem, Ms. Chandonnet. And make sure you give us a call back and let us know. Make sure we figure out if that is your card or not. That was Bill's.
Well, if you don't hear from me, it wasn't my card.
Okay.
If you hear from me, I'm really going to be kicked off. That means the bank charged my account for a card that wasn't even mine. And you can't find out who did this, right?
No, because I tried to check the call log as far as the phone number that you called in with and also the phone number that was on the account, and I don't have a record of anybody calling, but I do have it here as far as the agent that took the call and did the order, so I'm not sure.
This is just screwy as can be, but I'm sure they'll call after a while asking where their order is. All right, I'm going to check on my end. All right, thank you, ma'am. I sure appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Mr. Shannon. It was my pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for calling OnMax Health.
Have a good one. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.